Harper Audio presents Eventide, The Days of Redemption Series, Book 3, by Shelley Shepherd Gray, performed by Bernadette Dunn. Dedication. To Lynn, thank you for your friendship, your pep talks, your kindness, for everything. It speaks of peace that comes after strife, of the rest he sends to the hearts he tried, of the calm that follows the stormiest life, God's Eventide. From Eventide by John McCrae. He shows mercy from generation to generation to all who fear him. Luke chapter 1, verse 50, New Living Translation. Prologue. 10 years ago. She could see. Elsie Kime closed her eyes, then looked through the brand new lenses again. Dr. Palmer, standing over her right shoulder, met her gaze in the mirror and grinned. What do you think, Elsie?
I think it's wunderbar, she whispered.
I hope that means you're pleased. Gently fingering the brown plastic frames that now outlined her eyes, she thought she looked very smart. She hoped she did, anyway. A couple of kids in her school had been calling her Dumb Elsie for months now. She'd been too embarrassed to tell them that the problem wasn't that she couldn't read, it was that she couldn't see the words on the board. Turning away from her reflection, she smiled brightly at Dr. Palmer.
I'm mighty pleased, Doctor. Danke for the glasses.
It's my job, Elsie, and I'm happy for you. Now don't forget to take things slow. The world might look a little different now that you can see so much better. Shaking a finger playfully, he warned. Don't forget what I said about the headaches.
I won't.
Dr. Palmer had explained that her body might need a couple of days to get used to the changes in her vision, and not to be afraid to take some pain reliever if the headaches got too painful. He handed her a business card. I'll give your parents a card, but I want you to always have my number too. He paused. You did say you could walk down to your phone shanty, yes? She nodded. Then please, listen closely. These are your eyes, and when it comes to that, you're the smartest person around. If your vision begins to blur, or your headaches get worse, or anything else happens out of the ordinary, call me. She folded her hand around his card. She didn't want to be without his phone number ever. So far, Dr. Palmer was the only person with whom she'd been able to discuss her poor eyesight with complete honesty. So, are you ready to go show your new glasses to your family?
I am.
She knew she looked anxious and overly eager, but she couldn't help it. Finally, she was going to be able to explain to them that she was just fine. Now she would be able to be a big help around the house, just like her brother and twin sister. She wouldn't be the sister who couldn't do anything anymore. Dr. Palmer patted her shoulder. Let's go show you off, then. She chuckled as she followed him out of the examining room, down the hall, past the nurses and the lab. Finally, he opened a door and waved her forward. She walked out into the waiting room, sure she was flashing the biggest smile of her life. But instead of looking happy, her mother burst into tears.
Oh, Elsie, look at you.
Startled, she turned to her father for an explanation. But Dad wasn't looking her way, he was comforting her mom. And Roman was staring like he'd never seen her before. Even her grandparents looked sad, like they were on their way to a funeral. Little by little, her confidence drained away. Things weren't better. She felt Dr. Palmer tense beside her.
Doctor, she whispered, they're not happy.
It's okay, Elsie, he whispered right back. They just don't understand, but they will. No matter what happens, you are going to be just fine, I promise you that. Give them a chance to come around. Taking his words to heart, she walked to her twin side.
Viola?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?